Okay, so you sent over a ton of articles and notes about website maintenance in 2025.
Right.
It seems like you're really thinking ahead
Yeah.
and want to make sure your online presence is ready for whatever the future throws its way.
It is.
Good call, because the digital landscape is changing faster than ever.
It is. It's true. And what's really interesting
Right.
is that website maintenance in 2025 goes way beyond
Yeah.
just updating software.
Totally.
It's about building a website that's not only functional,
Right.
but can also adapt and thrive
Yeah.
in a constantly evolving environment.
This isn't your average check the boxes kind of maintenance
Yes.
anymore.
No.
We're diving deep into security performance, SEO,
That's it.
and all the crucial elements that keep your
Wow,
website
that's
healthy and
enormous.
successful.
Right, and to highlight just how crucial this is,
Yeah.
we've got some fascinating case studies.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them are cautionary tales about what can go wrong when maintenance is neglected, while others show the amazing wins
Yeah.
that come with a proactive approach.
We'll definitely get into those later.
I'm sure.
But first, let's break down the basics.
Okay.
What exactly does website maintenance mean in 2025?
Yeah.
It feels like the scope has expanded significantly.
It really has. Essentially, website maintenance in 2025
Right.
is about ensuring your website is always functional,
Okay.
performs at its best, and is secure.
Right.
It's about anticipating potential issues
Got it.
and taking steps to prevent them
Okay.
before they affect your users or your business.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And in the materials you provided,
Okay.
there are a bunch of key areas mentioned.
Right.
Keeping things updated, your CMS, plugins, themes, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Then there's performance optimization.
Right.
Using tools to make sure your website loads quickly.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure you know all about those, right?
Of course, tools like Google PageSpeed Insights
Right.
and GTmetrix are essential for analyzing your website's speed
Right.
and identifying areas for improvement.
Right. And what about those pesky technical errors?
Yeah.
Broken links, 404 pages.
Yeah.
And those weird display glitches
Of course.
That pop up sometimes.
Those are important to address as well.
Yeah.
Regular technical audits can help catch those issues early on.
Yes.
It's like a health check
Okay.
for your website, where experts analyze the code performance
Yeah.
and security to identify and fix potential problems.
Okay. So a technical audit is like a website checkup.
Exactly.
Got it. And of course, regular backups are crucial.
Yes.
Think of them as your website safety net.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Regular backups are your insurance policy.
Right.
They ensure that even if something goes wrong,
Yeah.
you can restore your website quickly
Right.
and minimize any potential damage.
Okay.
Speaking of damage, there's a story here
Yeah.
about one of Wanna Design's clients who learned this lesson the hard way.
Oh, yeah. The one who got hit with a cyber attack because of an outdated plugin.
That's right, an outdated plugin.
That's a nightmare scenario.
It is. But thankfully, because Wanna Design has
Yeah.
set up automatic backups,
Yeah.
they were able to restore the entire website within 24 hours.
That's incredible.
That's a perfect example
Yeah.
of why proper maintenance, especially when it comes to security,
Right.
is non-negotiable.
So they dodged a major bullet
They did.
thanks to those backups.
Yeah, backups are essential.
But I'm curious, what are the biggest security risks
Right.
we're looking at in 2025? What should website owners be most concerned about?
Well, one of the articles you shared
Okay.
cited a CyberEdge study that found a staggering 68%
Oh.
of hacked companies were using outdated software.
Really?
This highlights the crucial need to keep everything updated,
Yeah.
not just for functionality,
Right.
but for security as well.
That's a scary statistic.
It is a scary statistic.
But are we having just plugins here?
Well,
Or are there other vulnerabilities
yeah.
we should be aware of?
Plugins are a common entry point for hackers.
Right.
But outdated themes,
Uh-huh.
core software,
Excellent.
and even weak passwords
All right.
can all pose significant security risks.
So it's really about having a comprehensive approach
Exactly.
to security and understanding that every element of your website
Yes.
needs to be protected.
Every element needs to be protected.
Okay, so security is definitely top of mind.
Uh-huh.
But let's shift gears and talk about website performance.
Okay.
How does neglecting maintenance impact
Sure.
how well my website actually functions?
Think of it this way.
Okay.
Every time you add a new plugin
Uh-huh.
or make a change to your website,
Okay.
you're adding more code and files
Right.
over time.
Yeah.
This can clutter up your website's backend,
Uh-huh.
leading to slower loading times
Right.
and even crashes.
Ugh, I hate slow websites.
Yeah.
I'm definitely guilty of clicking away
right.
if a site takes too long to load.
And you're not alone.
Yeah.
Google found that users abandon websites sure. that take more than 3 seconds to load.
Wow. 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
That's it.
That's all you've got.
So if your website is slow,
yeah.
you're going to lose visitors.
You are.
Which ultimately means losing potential customers.
Which means losing money.
So it's not just about annoying users.
No.
It's directly impacting my bottom line.
It is.
What are some of the specific things that can cause the website to slow down over time?
Sure.
Aside from those extra plugins and files.
Well, large image files that haven't been optimized.
Okay.
Unnecessary scripts running in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And even a bloated database. Can all contribute to a sluggish website.
Right.
Regular maintenance includes addressing these issues.
Okay.
To keep your site running smoothly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we've covered security and performance. Now let's talk about SEO.
Okay.
I know that's huge for anyone sure. trying to get their website noticed on Google.
It is. And here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Search engines, especially Google,
right.
prioritize websites that are fast, secure,
uh-huh.
and user-friendly.
Right.
If your website is slow, filled with errors,
yeah.
or hasn't been updated in ages,
yes.
it's going to get penalized in search results.
Yikes. That's not good.
It's not good.
So basically, neglecting maintenance is like shooting myself in the foot when it comes to SEO.
Exactly.
What specific aspects of maintenance can impact SEO the most?
Well, aside from site speed and security, which we've already touched on, yeah. things like broken links,
okay.
missing, or duplicate meta descriptions,
mm-hmm.
and even outdated content
right.
can negatively impact your SEO.
So those things matter.
They do.
Okay.
Regular content updates and optimizations right. are crucial for staying relevant and ranking well in search results.
Got it. So we've established that website maintenance in 2025
right.
is crucial for security, performance, and SEO.
Yes.
But all of this sounds expensive.
Mm.
Surely all this upkeep is going to cost a fortune, right?
Well, that's where things get interesting.
Okay.
It's true that website maintenance requires an investment.
Right.
But think of it as an investment in your online success.
Right.
The cost of neglecting maintenance can be far greater in the long run.
Right, like that
yeah.
saying,
yeah.
an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exactly. Let's say your website crashes due to lack of maintenance.
Oh.
You could be losing potential customers and revenue every minute your site is down.
Wow.
Then there's the cost of emergency repairs, which can be significantly higher than regular maintenance costs.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like preventative healthcare for my website.
That's a great way to put it.
A little investment up front. Can save me a lot of headaches and expenses later on.
Exactly.
But what does effective website maintenance actually look like in practice?
Right.
How do we take all of this information
yeah.
and turn it into actionable steps?
That's a great question. And it's where companies like Wanted Design really shine.
Okay.
They've developed a unique approach to website maintenance
right.
that addresses all these concerns head on.
From what I've read, they seem to be at the forefront
yes.
of this evolution in website maintenance.
They are.
I'm eager to learn more about their approach.
All right. Their strategy is built on 3 key pillars.
Okay.
Preventative maintenance,
okay.
corrective maintenance,
okay.
and what they call evolutionary maintenance.
Evolutionary maintenance.
Yeah. It's a comprehensive system
right.
designed to ensure websites are running smoothly today.
Got it.
And prepared for future challenges.
That sounds pretty comprehensive.
It is.
Break it down for us.
Okay.
What does each of these pillars entail? And how does it benefit someone like our listener
yeah.
who's trying to get a handle on all of this?
Let's start with preventative maintenance.
Okay.
It's about being proactive and staying ahead of potential problems.
Okay.
This includes regular updates to the CMS, themes, and plugins,
mm-hmm.
setting up those crucial automatic backups,
right.
and conducting those regular technical audits
okay.
we talked about earlier.
So it's about having your routine in place.
Exactly.
Like going to the dentist.
Yes.
For regular checkups.
Yes.
To prevent those yes. bigger issues from popping up.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
Good.
But what about when things do go wrong?
Right.
Despite our best efforts.
That's where corrective maintenance comes in.
Okay.
It's about having a rapid response plan in place
right.
for those inevitable bugs, errors,
right.
or even security breaches.
So it's about having a game plan
exactly.
to fix those problems quickly and efficiently.
That's right.
To minimize any downtime and disruption.
That's right. And Wanna Design has a dedicated customer support team.
Oh, wow.
Available 24/7.
Really?
To address any urgent issues that arise.
That's a huge relief.
It is.
Knowing you have a team of experts on call to handle those emergencies is worth its weight in gold.
Absolutely.
But what about staying ahead of the curve?
Right.
The digital landscape is constantly changing.
It is.
So how do we make sure our websites can keep up?
That's where evolutionary maintenance comes in.
Okay.
It's about constantly improving your website, adding new features, and staying ahead of emerging trends and technology.
Okay, so it's not just about maintaining what we have.
It's not.
It's about constantly evolving and improving to meet the changing needs of users and search engines.
Absolutely.
What are some examples of things that fall under evolutionary maintenance?
Think things like updating your website's design and user experience, integrating new technologies like AI chatbots, or optimizing your website for voice search.
Oh, right.
Which is becoming increasingly popular.
Wow, this is a lot to take in.
It is a lot.
But before we dive deeper into Wanna Design's approach, I want to shift gears for a minute and focus on you, the listener.
Right.
What are some of the key takeaways you should be thinking about based on everything we've discussed so far?
I think the most important takeaway is website maintenance is not just a chore. It's a critical investment in your online success.
Got it.
It's about protecting your website, your data, and ultimately your business.
Right. And it's about ensuring your website can keep up with the constantly evolving digital world.
Yes.
It's about staying ahead of the curve.
Uh-huh.
And maximizing your online potential.
Exactly. So let's dive into some specific actionable advice you can use to get started.
Let's do it.
First and foremost.
Okay.
I can't stress enough the importance
of scheduling regular audits for your website.
Those website checkups.
Exactly.
We talked about earlier.
Yes.
How often should we be doing those?
At least once a year.
Okay.
Is a good starting point.
Once a year.
But depending on the complexity of your website and the rate at which you update it, you might benefit from more frequent audits.
Got it. So regular audits are like a website's annual physical.
Exactly.
What else should we be doing to protect our websites?
Well, enabling two-factor authentication is a must.
Okay.
For adding an extra layer of security and preventing unauthorized access.
Makes sense. It's like having a double lock on your front door.
That's right.
What about all those unnecessary files and data that can slow down our websites?
Cleaning up your database regularly
is
crucial for maintaining optimal performance.
Right.
Think of it as decluttering your digital workspace to keep things running smoothly.
And what about those content delivery networks?
Or CDNs we talked about earlier.
Yes, CDNs.
How do those actually help with website speed?
CDNs are a game changer for website speed.
Okay.
Think of them as strategically placed servers around the world that store copies of your website's content.
Right.
When a visitor accesses your site, the CDN delivers the content from the server close to them geographically, resulting in significantly faster loading times.
So it's like having a network of mini websites spread across the globe ready to deliver content at lightning speed.
That's a great way to put it.
That's amazing.
It is pretty amazing technology.
Okay, so we've got audits,
uh-huh.
two-factor authentication, database cleanup, and CDNs.
Yes.
What else should we be thinking about?
Well, don't be afraid to invest in expert help if you need it.
Yeah.
Companies like Wanna Design have the knowledge and experience to handle all aspects of website maintenance, freeing you up to focus on other areas of your business.
Right. Sometimes it's best to leave it to the pros.
Sometimes it is.
But before we get too deep into Wanna Design's approach, let's take a look at some real-world examples.
Sure.
I'm all about seeing these principles in action.
Absolutely. There's no better way to understand the impact of website maintenance than through real-world case studies.
Right.
And Wanna Design has some incredible stories to share.
Perfect. Let's dive into those.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump into some of these case studies.
Okay.
One that really stood out to me was an e-commerce site struggling with slow loading times.
Right.
They were losing customers left and right because people were getting frustrated with the lag and abandoning their shopping carts.
Ouch, yeah. I could see how that would hurt their business.
It did.
What did Wanna Design do to fix the problem?
So they started by streamlining the website.
Okay.
They optimized the database, cleaned up unnecessary plugins, and implemented a content delivery network.
Oh, yeah.
A CDN to distribute the website's content more efficiently.
So they basically decluttered the website's back end.
Yes.
And gave it a global speed boost with that CDN.
That's a great way to put it.
What was the impact of all that?
The results were pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Not only were the site's loading times significantly reduced,
yeah,
but they also saw a 25% increase in conversions.
Really?
Within just 3 months.
Wow, a 25% increase in conversions.
That's huge.
That's a huge win.
It is.
It really shows the direct connection between website performance,
yeah,
and the bottom line.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move on to another case study.
Sure.
What about that municipality that was hit with a ransomware attack?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds terrifying.
It was a nightmare scenario.
Right.
They lost access to their entire website and all their data.
Oh, wow.
It was completely locked down.
It's like a digital hostage situation.
It was.
So how did Wanted Design handle that crisis?
They went into full emergency mode. Okay.
They worked around the clock to restore the municipality's website from secure backups.
Okay.
And implemented robust security measures to prevent future attacks.
Got it.
Including 24/7 monitoring and advanced threat detection.
So they not only rescued them from that immediate crisis,
right,
but also made their system more resilient for the future.
Exactly. They did both.
That's a pretty powerful testament to having a solid maintenance plan in place.
It really is a great example of that.
Okay, for our last case study, let's look at a company that needed a complete website overhaul.
Right.
It was outdated.
Mm-hmm.
Clunky,
yeah,
and not performing well at all in search results. Sound like a website stuck in the early days of the internet.
Yeah, you could say that.
I bet they were losing a lot of potential traffic.
They were.
So what happened?
Wanted Design stepped in and gave the website a complete makeover.
Okay.
They modernized the design,
uh-huh,
improved the user experience,
yeah, and made sure all the content was optimized for search engines.
So they basically brought the website into the 21st century.
Exactly.
And made it search engine friendly.
That's right.
What kind of results did they see after the makeover?
The impact was significant.
Okay.
They saw a 30% increase in organic traffic.
Wow.
Meaning more people were finding their website through Google searches.
That's impressive.
It is.
It's amazing how much of a difference a well-maintained website can make.
It really is.
It's not just about keeping things running.
No.
It's about creating opportunities for growth and success.
Exactly.
So we've seen some amazing results from these case studies.
I have.
But I'm curious,
yeah,
what trends and challenges, yeah, do you think we'll be facing in website maintenance?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Beyond 2025.
Well, one of the articles you shared mentioned the increasing role of artificial intelligence, or AI, in website maintenance.
AI.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we're already seeing AI-powered tools.
Yeah, that can automate tasks like security scans,
right,
performance optimization, and even content updates.
That's fascinating.
It is.
So AI could potentially take over a lot of the manual work,
exactly,
involved in website maintenance.
That's right. That's the potential.
But what about the human element?
Right.
Will AI completely replace the need for human expertise?
That's a good question.
In website maintenance?
I don't think so.
Okay.
While AI can automate many tasks,
yeah,
there will always be a need for human oversight and, yeah, expertise.
Okay.
AI is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it needs to be used effectively.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's about finding the right balance between automation,
exactly,
and human intervention.
That's right.
What other trends are you seeing on the horizon?
Another trend that's gaining momentum is the rise of the headless CMS.
Headless CMS.
Yes.
I have heard of that before.
Okay.
What exactly is that?
It's a type of content management system where the back-end content repository,
oh,
is completely separated from the front-end presentation layer.
Okay, so it's like having the content brains of your website,
exactly,
separate from its outward appearance.
That's a great way to think about it.
Interesting.
It is.
So headless CMS is about future-proofing websites,
yeah, yeah,
and making them adaptable to new technologies and platforms.
That's right.
What about security?
Sure.
What new challenges do you see arising in that area?
As our websites become more complex,
uh-huh,
and interconnected,
right,
security will continue to be a major concern.
Okay.
We'll need to stay ahead of increasingly sophisticated cyber attacks,
right,
and implement robust security measures to protect our data and our users.
It's like a constant arms race between security professionals, yeah, and cyber criminals.
That's right.
So with all these emerging trends and challenges,
right,
how can website owners stay ahead of the curve,
yeah,
and make sure their online presence is ready for the future?
The key is to stay informed, be proactive,
uh-huh,
and embrace a mindset of continuous learning and adaptation.
Right.
It's important to stay up to date with the latest technologies and best practices in website maintenance.
So we can't just set it and forget it.
Right.
We need to be actively engaged in maintaining and evolving our websites.
That's right.
And remember, you don't have to do it all alone.
You don't.
There are resources available to help you.
Yeah.
Including companies like Wanted Design.
Right.
That specialize in website maintenance.
Uh-huh.
And can provide expert guidance and support.
And that can really make a big difference.
Right. Sometimes it's best to call in the experts.
Absolutely.
Especially when it comes to something as important as your website.
It is a big decision, but it can be really worth it.
Okay. So we talked about the why and the how of website maintenance.
Yeah.
We've also explored some real-world case studies and taken a peek into the future of website maintenance.
Well, exactly.
But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to you, the listener.
Right. Sounds good.
It's definitely exciting to think about what the future holds for website maintenance and how we can leverage these emerging technologies to our advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. But even with all these advancements, there's one fundamental aspect of website maintenance that I believe will remain crucial.
Okay.
Understanding your target audience.
That's a great point.
It is.
We can have the fastest, most secure,
and
technologically advanced website in the world.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't resonate with our target audience, it's all for nothing.
It's all for nothing.
So it's about keeping the user experience at the forefront of our minds throughout the entire maintenance process.
Absolutely.
How can we make sure we're doing that effectively?
So regularly analyzing user data can provide valuable insights into how people are interacting with your website.
Right.
Are they finding what they need easily?
Well,
are they staying on your site for a reasonable amount of time?
Right.
Are they converting into customers or taking the desired actions?
Right. So data can help us understand what's working.
Exactly.
And what needs improvement.
Yeah. And based on that data,
we
can make informed decisions
about
how to maintain and optimize our websites to better serve our users.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's about using data to guide our maintenance efforts.
That's right.
And ensure we're always putting the user experience first.
Always put the user first.
Here's another thought to consider.
Okay.
As we move further into the future.
Right.
I think the concept of website maintenance will evolve to encompass a more holistic approach to digital presence management.
Holistic digital presence management.
What does that entail?
So it's about recognizing that a website is just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
It's about managing and maintaining all the touch points
where
your brand interacts with the online world.
Okay, so that includes things like social media profiles, online reviews, and even directory listings.
Exactly. So. It's about ensuring your brand is consistently represented across all these platforms and that all your online assets are working together to create a cohesive and positive user experience.
So it's about taking a more strategic and integrated approach to managing our online presence as a whole.
Precisely. And as the lines between the physical and digital world continue to blur, this holistic approach will become even more critical for businesses to succeed.
That's an insightful perspective.
Thank you.
It's not just about maintaining a website anymore.
Right.
It's about managing a complex ecosystem of digital touch points that shape our brand's online reputation and influence user perception.
Absolutely. And as technology continues to evolve at an exponential pace, who knows what new challenges and opportunities will arise.
That's the exciting part.
It is.
The ongoing journey of learning, adapting, and embracing the unknown.
That's right.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've explored the evolving world of website maintenance.
We did.
From the essential technical aspects to the strategic considerations of user experience and digital presence management.
That's right.
We've also taken a peek into the future
and
discussed some of the emerging trends and challenges that lie ahead.
Exactly.
We hope you found this deep dive into the world of website maintenance.
We do.
Insightful and valuable
as
you navigate your own online journey.
I hope so.
Remember, maintaining a successful online presence is an ongoing process, not a one-time task.
That's right.
It requires constant attention.
It does.
Adaptation. And a willingness to embrace new technologies and approaches.
That's right.
And if you ever feel overwhelmed or unsure about where to start, don't hesitate to seek out expert guidance and support.
Absolutely.
There are resources and professionals available.
There are.
Who can help you make the most of your online presence.
Yes.
And achieve your digital goals.
They can.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Thank you.
We encourage you to stay curious.
Yes.
Stay informed.
Be informed.
And stay ahead of the curve.
That's right.
In the ever-evolving digital world.
It's a wild world out there.
Until next time.
See you later.